The couple use global positioning coordinates to close in on the underwater wreck.
We're about 3.6 miles away, and it's directly southeast from this location.
A dark shape looms in the water.
You're pretty close.
It's easy to be fooled by clouds flying over. They oftentimes look like dark spots, and we've learned to judge the difference between that and the wreckage.
It's time to discover the secrets of the submerged wreck. But 25 mile per hour winds and strong currents make it a real challenge.
So just getting up there, which appears to be about 100 yards now, is going to be difficult. We're going to have to go to the bottom and basically swim all the way up to it and then try and stay on the site.
December 5th, 1945. Five Avenger torpedo bombers vanish over the Atlantic Ocean. Over 60 years later, the men and machines of the ill-fated Flight 19 are still labeled by some as victims of the Devil's Triangle.
Flight 19 is considered the first Bermuda Triangle disappearance, at least the first disappearance that was considered impossible.
To believers, it's a classic triangle disappearance rather than an accident that can easily be explained.
It vanished. Accident means wreckage. Disappearance means no clue whatsoever.
So where is the evidence of these lost ships and planes? Is there a logical explanation for the disappearance of the missing wreckage? One possibility may be that the debris simply cannot be found, sunk and lost on the bottom of the sea. The region has a complex ocean floor, an underwater maze of shallow banks and vast oceanic trenches dropping to depths of over 5 miles deep. It's an abyss that can hold many secrets.